Hey there. It's the middle of summer. Well, maybe not quite the middle of summer, but here we are in the summer. Maybe things are feeling a little scattered. Maybe you don't have a strong routine. You've got some unfinished work that is still staring at you from the shelf, if that's you. You're not alone. I have been there. Now, this live isn't about starting something big this summer. It's about finding your footing again, something small that actually works this time of year. And actually, it's something that I used over and over in our homeschool year as we homeschooled year round, even through the summer. And it is a way to reset and make sure you're not getting burnt out. I'm Marina Joy. If you're just joining me for the first time, this is week 12 of the 12-week homeschool challenge. But you will find something here for you to take away, and then you can go and listen to those other episodes of this 12-week homeschool challenge to gather some insights to take forward into the next school year. So, whether you are schooling through the summer, whether you're taking a complete break, if you haven't really finished from the last term, but you're sort of muddling your way through the summer but feeling guilty about the things that didn't get done, no judgment. Doesn't matter where you're at. If you would like a little bit more order, something that feels complete, this is for you. So, first of all, is there a subject that you sort of abandon halfway? Is there a workbook sitting half done that you really wanted to get done? You don't need to finish all of it. But if you can pick one thing to wrap up, it can kind of change the whole tone of your summer. And you don't have to spend the whole summer wrapping it up. What if you just took this week and said, we're going to wrap up one thing? You can talk to your tween and say, what would you like to be done with? And they might say, I don't know. You might say, what feels incomplete or unfinished? And they might say, I don't know. So you might need to guide them a little bit, and that's okay. It could be a piece of writing that they started, and then perfectionism kicked in and they didn't finish it. Maybe there's a project that's like 85% done and you just need to get it over the line. It could be that you just have to decide that this is what done looks like, even if it's imperfect. We just want some closure. So this week, let's get some closure. But number two, we're also going to acknowledge the progress. So every year, we homeschooled for 11 years. Every year felt messy. I don't know if you're on here and you're listening and homeschooling doesn't feel messy, maybe you're in the wrong spot. But if homeschooling feels messy, you're not alone. You're in the right spot. The thing is, we forget how much growth doesn't show up on a checklist. So perhaps you started the year with a plan. Perhaps you have some educational goals. Maybe you had a facilitator that you worked with and said, okay, these are the goals. And as you're going and you're checking off those goals, maybe you realize you didn't get done as many as you had planned to. Maybe you were overambitious. But here's the thing, growth doesn't always show up on that checklist. Character doesn't show up on the checklist. Whether you completed the workbook or not, that shows up on the checklist. But the other stuff, the deeper stuff, like your tween started following instructions better. They were able to work more independently. They could read the instructions on their own and complete the work. They could start using the answer key to correct their work and figure out where they went wrong. They asked better questions. Those things, they don't show up on a checklist. So it helps you and it helps them when you name those things out loud, when you own those wins, when you acknowledge that progress and you celebrate. Celebrate those things that you're like, oh my goodness, yes, at the beginning of the year, I was having to remind you so much about how to do your work, and it took you forever. And now you can get it done in the morning. It's still taking too long, but it's taking far less time, and that's something to celebrate. So we need to celebrate the progress that was made. And once you get in the groove of looking for those little wins, get your tween to help you look for those wins. And they're not going to be on the checklist, but we can celebrate. And then the best part, here we go. So when we started doing this 12-week homeschool cycle, we were homeschooling year-round, so we would go 12 weeks and then we would have a month off. And after that month off, we would regroup, plan for the next 12 weeks, go 12 weeks, and then go into a month off. So it works out. You have the same number of school days, if that matters, in a year, and it's a little less stressful. There's a little more spaciousness. It feels less hurried. Like you're not going to burn out. So even if you're not schooling like that right now, the summer is a great time to set up a project month. And a project month is, you might call it like passion projects or free time, but it's not really free time, but it sort of is free time. It's time when your kid can explore and build and create. The goal is to take one primary project, something that is their idea, something that lights them up, that they like to spend a lot of time doing. There should be some sort of end goal, like something they're working towards within that. So maybe they're building something. Maybe they're learning how to do stop motion animation and they're going to make a video by the end of the month. Maybe they are baking, they're learning to bake pastry. They're making pastry and we want to make some super flaky pastry. So we're going to have to experiment during the month. And by the end of the month, we want to make strudel. I don't know. Maybe that's a big challenge. Maybe they're writing something and they want to get a short story done. Maybe they want to be outside and explore and do some gardening. Maybe they want to build some stuff with Lego. Maybe they want to read a stack of books. The goal is that it is some sort of project that they will enjoy, that they're going to take some ownership of. That they're going to work on a little bit every day and they're going to keep moving forward. So they are in charge of their progress, but they're motivated. It's more like of this intrinsic motivation because they like the thing that they're doing and they're going to have a benefit or a good outcome at the end, and that's what they're looking forward to. But they also enjoy the process. So during that month, you're going to pick the project. They're going to work on it a bit every day. Now, we still need some structure in the day. What I found is that the year I thought, oh my goodness, we are so burnt out. We just need a break. And we decided, yes, we're going to take the summer off. And by off, I mean completely off. Do whatever you want. And it was a disaster. Within 2 weeks, everybody was so grumpy because there was no structure. So I still recommend that you have those anchor points in your day. It marks the passage of time. It helps you keep anchored within the day, even if you're doing a passion project. It's like, okay, I'm going to work on this till lunch. Okay, we know we're going to connect at lunchtime. And there's some comfort in that anchor time, that connection time. We know things are going to be at a certain time. And then include a couple of things. They need to read something every day. But here, you're not going to dictate what they're reading. There's not a reading list per se. It is just perhaps you need to read something for half an hour. Can be anything. Can be their comics, can be cereal boxes, can be anything. They're just reading. And they might get a little ridiculous and say, okay, well, I'm reading the cereal boxes. Let it go. It's okay. Staying physically active. So they need to be outside or moving their body. It's good for your brain, right? To keep moving your body and you feel better. You're going to just be overall better if you are staying physically active. And then helping out around the house. So, what does that mean in the summer? I've talked about chores before. We won't get in, take a deep dive into that. But having some responsibilities around the house keeps everybody a little bit grounded, like a little less entitled. This isn't a resort. We all live here. We all pitch in. We all contribute, especially when you're all home together. So, the project that they're working on every day, a little bit of reading, physical activity, helping around the house. That's it. The rest of the time, free time. The beauty is you're not driving the whole thing. So you set up the expectation. Your tween knows what is expected. And then when they ask to do something, then you just say, well, did you finish your things? Have you worked on your passion project? Have you done some reading? Have you been active outside, inside, worked out on an exercise bike? Running in the spot, skipping outside, running around outside, whatever, 30 minutes. And have you done your chore around the house? If yes, okay, what would you like to do? What's the next thing? So it's not a matter of like, oh, I'm withholding your tech until you do all of these things. It's just like, this is what we do. We do these things, and then you can do whatever. If you're coming into July here, and you're feeling like I am so behind. You're not behind. Really, you're not behind. You're between things. So, we're going to reset. We're going to decide what matters right now. Leave the past in the past. Take today. Take this week to finish up whatever you need to finish up and then move forward. You're going to look forward to next week when they're starting their passion projects, they're reading, they're doing some physical activity, they're helping around the house, and then they have time just to breathe. And you do too. And that is the beauty of it. So then, after a month, if you go into a 12-week cycle again, you're going to go in refreshed. You're going to go in ready. Your tween is going to be more ready because they've had time. They don't feel like they have to steal time during the 12 weeks to try to grasp at any opportunity to do the things that they love because they just spent a month doing the things that they love. So finish one thing, notice what's improved, let them pick a project, and see what happens. This will work even in the middle of the summer, even if you're not homeschooling year round. It just keeps everybody anchored, gives a reset so that you can be refreshed when it's time to get back at it. I'd love to know how it goes. Feel free to shoot me a message and let me know. And if you have been going through this 12-week homeschool challenge and you think, oh, this is all great, but I need help figuring this out, send me a message and I am happy to get you connected with some coaching. We can coach through the 12 weeks so that you're not on your own. You have guidance, you have support the whole way through. Until next time, bye for now.